Hey, welcome to the Vineyard, everybody. Welcome to those of you joining us online. Wherever you're watching us from, whatever space or place you're joining us from, my name is Kevin. I'm one of the pastors. I want to begin tonight with a question. I wonder how many of you have ever had to make a major decision, like with a job, relocation, a relationship, what to watch on Netflix. You know, major decisions. I remember back when I was a freshman in college, which was just a few years ago, and I remember having to make a big decision, and that was, what is my major going to be? I mean, you're 18 years old, and you have to decide what you want to do with the rest of your life. That was a big decision. But a few years later, I had to make an even bigger decision because I met someone at school named Debbie Church. Can you believe her maiden name was Church? And I met this girl, and we became friends, and these thoughts started coming to my mind, like, is this the one? Is this the one I'm going to marry? Is this the one I'm going to spend the rest of my life with? And can I tell you, 34 years later, I made the right decision. Most days. But look, on the front end of stuff like that, how do you know? How do you know? And then, right. And so you got these big decisions, and then sometimes you make that big decision, whatever it is, and then we start second guessing ourselves, it's the right decision. Did I make the right one? Did I make the right one? Is it any wonder that indecision is one of the greatest sources of stress in our lives? But you know what? It doesn't have to be. This weekend, we're continuing our series called 23andMe. It's not a series on DNA testing. It's a series on the most famous chapter in the Bible, Psalm 23. And Psalm 23 goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Read that next part with me. Would you please out loud? He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Now, thank you for the three of you that read that with me, but I want to read that last line again. And I want to hear the online people with me as well. Ready? Here we go. Let's go. Let's start with he guides me. Ready? Out loud. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. That's what God wants to do for you. He wants to guide you along the right path. You know, I wonder how many of you have ever used the traffic app Waze. But you use Waze? Look, if you're online and you use Waze, just put the word Waze in the chat. But let me see in this room. Come and see your hands if you use Waze. Okay, Waze is this incredible app, right, for traffic. And it tells you the quickest way to get someplace. It tells you the congested spots. It tells you the hot spots. It tells you where all the police officers are waiting for you. Not that any of you would ever need that. But Waze does that. Waze helps you get to where you want to go. It guides you. It guides you. And that's what God wants to do for us. He wants to guide us along the best pathway for our life. So you're going, okay, Pastor Kevin, if that's what God wants to do, if he wants to guide me along the best pathway for my life, that's going to be a blessing to me. How does that happen? You know how that happens? Just download the app. No, I'm just playing. But God wants to lead us. God wants to guide us. I want to talk about this today. So if you can do something for me, if you can locate an outline, the outline is easily, you can find the outline on our app. If you've not yet downloaded our app, maybe this is your first time here, maybe first time joining us online or haven't downloaded the app yet, there's a QR code coming up on screen. There's also a QR code. If you're in person in the seat back there in front of you, you can just scan the QR code and download the app or go to the app store, just search Miami Vineyard. And on the app is everything you need. It's like Miami Vineyard in your pocket. And there's an outline there. And you can follow me. You can actually type on the outline. You can type in the answers right in that outline. It's really cool. So what I want to do today is I want to just have a conversation with us today about how does God guide us? How does God lead us? How do we hear from God? So I want to begin today, just like in that Waze app, Waze tell you some things you have to avoid. There's some things also that we have to avoid. If we want to have God guide us, there are some things we have to stop relying on, okay? I want to give a couple of those to you. Here's the first one. If you're taking notes with me today, here's the first one. I got to stop relying on my culture. Now, I'm not saying all culture is bad, okay? So please hear me. And I'm not saying all culture is wrong, okay? I'm not saying anything like that, okay? I'm not that guy. This is not that church. But here's what I am saying. We are way more influenced by our culture than we're aware of. All of us are. We are way more influenced by our culture than we're aware of. By whether it's social media, regular media, things we hear at work, movies we watch, commercials, podcasts, talk shows, vlogs, influencers you follow on YouTube, video games. And so all I'm saying is this. I just want to dial up an awareness because are those things, those influences from culture, are they leading us toward God or are they leading away from God or are they neutral? What impact are they having on us in our lives? Because I'm telling you, they are having an impact. Those influences are having an impact. And so the question is, and the question I want to pose for all of these is does the influence of our culture, does it align with this book? Because that's really where we have to go. If we want to hear God, it has to be in cooperation with this book. So are they really doing that? Look at this verse from Romans 12:2 says this. It says, do not copy the behavior or values of this world. Instead, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Look, then you're going to know what God wants you to do. Here's about the will of God. Then you're going to know what God wants you to do. And you will know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really is. So you know what this verse is saying? This verse is speaking to us about culture. And saying culture can be influential. And it's saying, all it's saying is that this verse is saying, look, you got to be careful. This verse is saying, con mucho cuidado. Here's what this verse is saying. Be careful that you're not so influenced by culture that you can't hear God. That's what the verse is saying. Be careful you're not so influenced by culture that you can't hear from God. And culture, so it says, let God transform you. See, here's the deal about culture. Culture will often crowd God out. All culture does that. Culture tends to crowd God. Culture does not tend as a whole to lead us closer to God. It tends to crowd God out. And so I'm not saying it's all bad, not at all. I'm just saying we got to just be aware of the influences, aware of the influences. And so at some point in our life, we have got to decide who is going to be my influencer. Is it going to be somebody on YouTube? Or is it going to be the good shepherd who wants to lead us and wants to guide us? Is our influencer going to be the word or is it going to be the world? See, at some point we got to decide. At some point we got to decide who our influence is going to be. And I just want to encourage you, let God be your influencer. He's the good shepherd. He created you. He made you. He's got the best plans for you. So let God be that influence in our lives. So what I'm saying with the number one, I'm not saying culture's bad. I'm saying we got to stop relying on it to lead us. Okay, that's the first one. Here's the second one. I'm going to stop relying on. Here's the second one. You ready for this one? Here we go. Here's the second one. I got to stop relying on some of my friends. Now, not all your friends. Okay, I didn't say all your friends. But here, let me help you out. You should stop relying on your friends named Kevin. I'm just playing. Now, look, this one, okay. This one's a biggie because we love our friends, right? I love my friends. We love hanging out with our friends. At least we did before COVID. We love that. But do you realize how influential your friends are? They're more influential than culture. Your friends. Your friends influence the clothes you buy, the vacations you go on, the job you take, the neighborhood and house you live in. They often influence who you date and who you end up marrying. Your friends are incredibly influential. And all I'm saying is this, I have, in my 35 years of life, I have just watched incredible influences of friends happen to people and on their journeys and on their stories. Now look, I am not saying that the only friends we should have are Christian friends. I'm not saying that at all. Okay, how would anyone ever hear about the amazing goodness of Jesus Christ if every friend we had was already a Christian friend? Okay, that would never happen. How would our friends know that there's someone out there that can satisfy that ache in their soul? How can our friends know that there's someone out there who can provide the love that you're looking for? How can our friends ever know that there's someone out there who can forgive you of your sins and give you a fresh start? How will they ever know if all we have are Christian friends? So I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is this: make sure your best friends are those who are on the same spiritual journey as you. Make sure your best friends, your BFFs, your besties, they're on the same spiritual journey you are, because that influence from your friends is huge. Just huge. How you follow Jesus, how you live your life. In fact, look what the Bible says in this next verse. It says, be friends with those who are wise and you'll become wise. Choose fools to be your friends and you'll have trouble. Now again, this verse is simply saying what that other verse, the first verse read, is saying. It says, be careful. It says, look, when you choose your friends, con mucho cuidado, okay, be careful. So be careful who you choose to be friends. Now, can I just tell you, from a pastor with a broken heart, that I've watched people over the years. I've watched people who become followers of Jesus, and their life begins to change. In fact, let me ask first, those of you in the chat, those of you online right now, if your life has at all been changed by Jesus, just put the word change in the chat. And so let me ask you in this room, if your life has at all been changed by Jesus, can I see your hands in this room tonight? Come on, let me see your hands. If at all, okay, look around. It's been changed. But so I've watched people whose lives have been changed, right? Just you already, so many of you raise your hands. Your life has been changed, okay? I've watched people's lives change. Their lives change and begin to do all these things. But I also watch at the same time. So I watch them come and life begins to change and I can see the positive impacts in their life. At the same time, I can also see the pull that they're having from some of their friends. You can see this happen. And some of you know this. You know this because you've said yes to Jesus and your friends, and they why do you read the Bible all the time? Why do you gotta like be in church like or online every weekend? Like, why do you volunteer all the time? And wait, what? You give 10% of your money to the church? What? And it's not that your friends are bad people. It's not that your friends want you to rob a bank. Okay, it's not that at all. It's just that I think what I'm saying today is we've simply got to be aware of the influence our friends have. Now, that doesn't mean, so you go, Pastor Kevin, should I like stop hanging around all those friends? No. It needs to be, we simply need to be aware of the influence. And also this, we've got to be aware of the influence we can have on them. The positive influence we get to have on them. That's why God calls us to do this. But you're going, well, Pastor Kevin, well, I'm thinking about this and thinking about what you just said. And you're going, man, Pastor Kevin, I need a few more Christian friends. Pastor Kevin, where can I find them? Well, I heard there's a sale at Walmart. Look, can I tell you where to find your Christian friends? You can find them right here in this church, right here. I want you to hear a story from Juan and Laura. They moved to Miami in the middle of the pandemic, and they were looking for a church. And, well, I'll let them tell the story. Watch this.
Juan.
And I'm Lauren.
We're originally from Kentucky and have been living in Georgia for a while and just moved to Miami 6 months ago. And we found the vineyard online. Actually, Lauren did.
Yes, right? I did multiple Google searches and ended up choosing Miami Vineyard in the end. So that's how we ended up finding the church.
And so we found some of the sermons online from Pastor Kevin, and we explored the website, and we got to see some of the worship and some of the services, and we really liked what we saw.
Originally, when we lived in other parts of the U.S., it took us a little while to start getting involved, and we knew this time we wanted it to be different. We wanted to start getting involved pretty immediately so we can make those connections.
Miami, in general, has a lot of extroverted people that are very friendly, and so I think that when you jump in right away, I think there are a lot of people that are waiting and willing to make sure that you feel comfortable and that you feel accepted and want to make sure that your experience is a good one.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be perfect to join a group. You can, you know, come just the way you are, and they're going to accept you no matter what. And it's better to join now than to wait, because no one's ever going to be perfect. So now's the time to do it.
So I think it's been great in that, you know, coming to a new city and a new environment, and we really don't have relationships here and established groundwork here, and to be able to come right into something that we feel established already and have that friend group, it really gives us something to build from going forward here in Miami, which is really important, I think, anywhere you go to have that base. And so to come out right out of the gates and have something to build from is really good and important to have.
Yeah, we were really worried that moving during COVID and during, you know, a global pandemic would prohibit us from, you know, making friends and making connections, but it totally wasn't the case, and we're glad we did it.
The comfort of not having to get ready and drive and do all those things, and you can just do
not
it from home.
Traffic.
Not deal with traffic. And so you can meet with a bunch of people and safely during this time, and you know, and you can make the same connections. There's pros and cons to both, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
To grow with other believers and get to know others and build friendships that were deeper than just hanging out at sports bars or just hanging out in general, and get to know each other on a deeper level and things that do things that matter.
Life is better in a small group.
Come on, let's hear it from Juan and Laura. I love that. They found our church completely online. They've been plugged into a small group, a virtual small group, completely online this entire time. They're part of our church family and on our online family. It's so cool. So look, I just want to invite you. Small groups kick off the next season of small groups next month, which is just next week. And so I want to encourage you that if you haven't yet plugged into a small group and signed up to be in a small group, this is your weekend. Now, you can do it online on the app. Just click on the app, the very top of the app that says sign me up for a small group. It'll list all the different small groups that we have available online and in person, different times, different places. There's an expo happening in our lobby in person here this weekend, but online you can find it just as well and join us that way. So some of you need some friends. I'm just saying, small groups are the way that can happen. So I want to invite you, encourage you to jump into a small group. So if God's going to guide me, right? If God's going to guide me, I got to stop relying on culture, stop relying on some of my friends. And here's the third one. I got to stop relying on my feelings alone. My feelings alone. Now, before you tune me out, okay, I'm not saying feelings aren't valid. They are. Feelings are a gift from God. God gifted us with feelings. Feelings are a gift from God. They're good. They're amazing. They have meaning. But what I am saying is when we rely on feelings alone, that can lead us in a direction sometimes we don't want to go. Let me give an example. Let's take falling in love. Falling in love. Those feelings, most of you know those feelings. They're strong feelings. They're amazing feelings. They're wonderful feelings. They're incredible. But if I just simply trust those feelings alone, I can sometimes end up with somebody that I didn't want to end up with. I'm not going to ask any, don't even raise your hands for that. Don't even flinch for that. So look, feelings by themselves, we got to have more than just a feeling. Like if it's going to have to do with love, I mean, listen, if you're wondering right now, is this the right person for me? Ask some friends, some trusted friends. Ask your family who cares about you. Ask what they think. See what they think. Because if everybody thinks, I'm not so sure, you might want to just kind of bring that in a little bit. Or what does the Bible say? You know, those kinds of things. And I'll just give, this is a freebie. Here, look, this is just a freebie. But when you find someone that you think it might be the one you want to spend the rest of your life with, please make sure they're on the same spiritual journey as you are. That's the best. Here's a freebie. No charge for this one. People say all the time, Pastor Kevin, how do I find somebody to marry? Here's how you find them. You run hard after God. And when you find somebody running next to you, that's the one. That's just a freebie. No charge for that. You run hard after God. And when you find somebody running next to you, that's the one. So, I just want to mention something. So to those of you online in the room that you're not yet a follower of Jesus, you wouldn't really consider yourself a Christian yet, okay, you get to tune this one out, okay? So I'm speaking right now to those of you in the room, those of you online who consider yourself a Christian, okay? I'm talking just to you for just a second. Here we go. There's this thing in Christianity that goes like this. I just had this peace about it. I just had this overwhelming peace about it, and I knew it was God. All I'm saying is, you can sometimes have overwhelming peace about something and it not be God. Example, Jonah. Some of you know Jonah. Jonah was this prophet of God, the Old Testament. He got swallowed by the whale. But Jonah, God told Jonah, Jonah, go preach over here. Jonah said, I hate those people. I'm not going over there. And he jumped the boat and went as far in the opposite direction as he could. He went the other way. We find Jonah. So Jonah's in complete disobedience to God. We find Jonah. You know where we find Jonah? Asleep in the bottom of the boat. Because why? He had tremendous peace. He's asleep in the bottom of the boat. But he's completely outside the will of God. Whoa, Pastor Kevin. All I'm saying is, never trust a feeling alone. Feelings are fantastic, but never trust a feeling alone. Peace is a good thing. Emotions are a good thing. But it's not enough to base our life and our decisions and our big decisions just on emotions alone. All right. Okay, all right. I'm not going to, okay. So if I don't rely on that stuff, Pastor Kevin, what do I do? Okay, I'm glad you asked. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple, three quick things here. Here we go. Three steps for getting guidance from God. Here we go. Here's the first one. If you're taking notes, number one says this, I must want to be led. You're going, what? Of course I want to be led. Man, come on, duh. No duh, Pastor Kevin. That one sounds so simple. Okay, here's my question. Do we really? Because sometimes it's not always easy doing life God's way. Let me ask you, has there ever been a time in your life when you felt like God wanted you to do something, but you didn't feel like it? Yeah, if you're joining online, just write the word in the chat, absolutely. And if you're in this room right now, I'm going to ask a question again. Has there ever been a time in your life where you felt like God wanted you to do something, but you didn't feel like it? Can I see your hands? Listen, if your hand's not up, you're a big fat liar. Because there's always that stuff happens in our life all the time. I asked my wife, I said, honey, has there ever been a time in your life, the same question, I said, has there ever been a time in your life when God asked you to do something and you didn't feel like it? She said, yeah, when he told me to marry you. Now, let's just be honest. I don't always feel like forgiving, do you? I don't always feel like loving my enemies. Do you? I don't feel like always praying for the person who cut me off in traffic. Do you? Because the Bible says to pray for your enemies. I don't always feel like speaking the truth in love. Sometimes I just want to just blast on people. I don't always feel like that. I don't always feel like following God. I don't always feel like honoring God with the first 10% of my income. I'm just honest. I don't always feel like that. But if we want to be led by God, we've got to want to. We got to want to be led. So let me give you, can I give you two words that will transform your life? Here they are. Two words. You ready? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Would you say those words with me, please, out loud? Yes, Lord. All right. Thank you for the three of you. Online, in person, I want to hear those two words. Here we go. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Those words will transform your life. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. God, I want to follow you. Yes, Lord. God, I want to follow you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Why? Because I trust you. Because I trust that you're the good shepherd. Because I trust that you've got my best interest at heart. Because I believe that what you want for me is the best for my life. And so, God, I'm going to say yes, Lord. Those two words will transform your life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So number one says, I got to want to be led. Here's number two. I must look to God's word. Look to God's word. God's will is found in God's word. Let me say that again. God's will is found in God's word. So many people looking, I don't know what God wants me to do. What does God want me to do? I don't know about this decision, this. I don't know about all this stuff. God's will is found in God's word. And the more we get into this word, the more we're going to understand and the more what God wants us to do in all our decisions of life. So God's will is found in God's word. Now, look. I'm not saying it's not tricky to know what God wants us to do sometimes. Okay? I'll be the first to tell you. Sometimes it can be a little tricky. And so, you know, I've heard some people say, well, come on, Pastor Kevin, why doesn't God just write it in the sky? Well, he could write it in the sky, but he's already written in the book. So, now I'm not saying that God can't speak to you in supernatural ways. Oh, I'm not saying that at all, because I could tell you some stories from my life. I wish I had more time. Stories from my life where God has spoken, communicated in crazy supernatural ways. If you've ever been to our newcomer gatherings, you've heard me tell a story about how he communicated to me to become pastor of this church. It's a crazy, wild story, and God will definitely speak to us in that kind of way. And if you've not been yet to our newcomer connection, our next one's happening next month on February 27th, and you can join us for our newcomer connection. Both in person and online, you can join us for our newcomer connection. So God can lead us in a million different ways, but the best way, the most sure way, is right here in this book. That's why we encourage you to spend your first 10 minutes of your day with God every day. We call it here first and 10. Take the first 10 minutes of your day and spend it with God. And if you have that outline there on the app, you can see on the, if you go down to the bottom of the outline, that we give you daily Bible readings every day, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a chance to read. And if you want Instagram, if you follow us on Instagram, we post those same verses on Instagram. They're on the app. You can find them in a lot of places. And those verses, I choose those verses each week to go along with the message that we're speaking about on the weekend. So it kind of reinforces. And I'm telling you, a lot of people want to say, Pastor Kevin, I just want to hear God better. I'm telling you, here's how you hear God better. Spend that time with God. Because the more you get to know this book, the better you're going to hear from God. The more you get to know this book, the better you're going to hear from God. I'll make a promise to you. You take the next month and you take that first 10 minutes of your day and you read this book and then just listen to God a little bit and just pray a little bit. And I'm telling you, after a month, you're going to be hearing God in ways that you never thought was possible. Promise you that you ever thought was possible. So I must look to God's words. And here's number three, three steps to getting guidance. Here's number three. I must listen for God's response. Listen. Now, here's the thing with life in 2021. It's hard to listen. We have so many influences in our lives all the time. time, just constant. This thing right here in our pocket, this is a useful tool. It's amazing. I don't think I could live my life without this anymore. But it's like constantly like in your ear and on and notifications. In fact, my phone told me this past week that I was going to get a blizzard. And I wasn't Dairy Queen. They were confused. But it's the constant, nonstop. It's like, so when do we have any time in our lives where we simply listen? Because, you see, hearing from God is not a formula. Hearing from God is a friendship. It's not a formula. It's not, well, let me do 1, 2, 3, rub the lamp the right way, and out pops a genie to grant you all your wishes. This doesn't work like that. Hearing from God, getting guidance from God is not a formula. It's a friendship. You think about any friendship you have. If it's just one-way communication, like the person does all the talking and never any listening, that's not a very good friendship or relationship that you're in. Both people have to be able to speak and both people have to be able to listen. And so what happens with us a lot is this. So we read the Bible and then we pray a little bit. And we all, for those of you that are followers of Jesus, we know how this prayer goes. We have a list. And we pray our list to God. God bless so-and-so. God, I pray for so-and-so. God, you know, so-and-so is going through a hard time. God, I've got this. And God, I need this. And God, I don't want to forget to pray for our country. And, you know, we got the list. And then we finish our list. We say 10-4, good buddy, over and out. And we're like, done. But do we ever take the time to listen? Because it's a friendship. It's not a formula. It's a friendship. Because God wants to speak back to us. But to hear God and to get guidance from God, we have to listen. And so I want to invite you during those 10 minutes to listen. I go for a run 5-6 days a week. I don't run with headphones in. I don't bring my phone. I go for a run with just me and the outside air. And I run for like 30, 40 minutes. And you know what I do in those 30, 40 minutes? First, I try to stay alive and not pass out. But secondly, I try to listen. It's amazing how many times I hear the voice of God when I'm spending that time simply running because I've got no other influences on. The TV's not on. My phone's not on. Social media's not on. Nothing's on. It's just me and my brain and trying to hear from God. It's amazing how that happens. So I just want to invite us to listen. Because remember, it's a friendship, not a formula. In fact, I want to invite us to do some listening right now. So would you pray with me for just a moment? Maybe you want to bow your heads just to block out distractions, and maybe you want to close your eyes, and those of you online joining us, maybe you want to do the same thing if you're able, just to block out distractions. And this is our time. This is our time. This is you and this is God. And I just want to give us some time right now just to listen. So Holy Spirit, I invite you to come into this space, into your space online, whatever your space looks like. Come, Holy Spirit. Some of you are in the midst of making some major decisions, and you need to hear from God. You need to hear from the Good Shepherd to guide you. Would you speak to us, God? Would you guide us, oh God? The Bible says to be still and know that I am God. That's what we're doing right now. We're being still to know that He is God. Some of you, you know already what God has said, and you simply need to do it. You simply got to go and do it. You're waiting for your next order from God or your next word from God when you haven't done the last one. And God is saying, I want to give you the next one, but I'm waiting for you to do the last one. Some of you, that's what God is speaking to you today. And so I just want to invite all of us right now collectively, you don't got to say this out loud, but just inside, whether in the room, whether joining us online, whatever part of the Vineyard family you're in, would you say these two words inside? Would you say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord. Would you say, yes, Lord? Would you say, yes, Lord, now? Would you say, yes, Lord, tonight? Would you say, yes, Lord, tomorrow morning when you wake up? Would you say, yes, Lord? Two of the most powerful words we could ever say for the rest of our lives are, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, and some of you, maybe you're in the room today, maybe you're joining me online, maybe you've never said those words to God before. Maybe this is the first time in your life you are saying, yes, Lord. Maybe this is the first time you're going all in. You're going not just partway, but all in. You're saying, yes, Lord. I just want to invite you today to go all in with Jesus. To say, yes, Lord. To let Him be your shepherd. To let Him be your guide. He's got the best path for you laid out. Maybe you just want to say this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, tonight, I say yes to you. I'm going all in with you. Tonight, I'm committing my life to you. I'm going to go all in. I still got some questions. I don't have it all figured out. But I know what I want. And I want to go all in with you. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing in our hearts and our lives today. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. All right.